MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Falmas. Last night, the Wild blanked the Utah Mammoth 5-0, and one of the new guys scored his first goal with the Wild. Special moment for Bobby Brink. Acquired at the trade deadline, the former Minnetonka skipper was in his second Wild game, but first at Grand Casino Arena.
Another steal is Tarasenko in the slot. Lost it. Brink with a shot. He scores!
Pretty special. The fans make it special just with their enthusiasm. I remember sitting in there and watching guys like Parisi and Gabrick score goals, so special day.
The Wild host the Flyers at 7 o'clock on Thursday. The Timberwolves, not so fortunate last night. They were on the floor late night against the Lakers in L.A. and got thumped 120-106. It all started to unravel in the third quarter.
You know, that's on me. I took Rudy out looking to see if I could get some kind of, like, offensive clicking going on, you know, some sort of rhythm there, and then, you know, kind of our defense just created lots of fouling.
Wolves head coach Chris Finch, they're back on the floor tonight, 9:30 against the Clippers. The Gopher basketball team opens the Big Ten tournament tonight at Rutgers.
Steve Peichel, such a terrific coach. You know, they've been playing better. They've got really good young players. Again, just because it went a certain way here at Williams Arena, who made a ton of shots, doesn't have anything to do with what's going to happen on Wednesday. We know we're going to get a really tough, hard-nosed team, and they finished, you know, in front of four other teams in the Big Ten, you know, for a reason.
That's Gopher head coach Nico Medved. Tip is at 8 o'clock tonight in New Jersey. The Gopher men's hockey team, they're also opening up the postseason. They're at Penn State tonight at 6. Do or die for the Gophers, a loss, and their season is done. The Vikings, they signed long snapper Andrew Dupala to a one-year deal. Kevin Falness, MNN Sports.